mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache.
A mustache, a mustache.
Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving, right. Gobble gobble.
It is time for a Thanksgiving edition. That was Jake Plummer, by the way, if you remember on our show many years ago. Thanksgiving edition of Mustache Not a Mustache, America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation. And here's what's
Wait, you didn't give Bick.
I know, I did it out of order this time.
You really did.
Jake Plummer threw me off. It's time for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, Mustache.
Not a Mustache.
That's good. We got to get in the right frame of mind here. And this is a Thanksgiving edition because as we head into the feast of delicious roasted bird, as it's known throughout the world.
Outside
the
of
world?
Dan
no,
Bickley.
Not through the world at all, actually.
No one else does Thanksgiving.
No, I know. I'm having Thanksgiving with my Israeli mother-in-law and my Israeli cousins this Thursday. And for two of them, it's their first Thanksgiving ever.
Wow. Is that right?
They don't celebrate it in Israel.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So
that's cool.
They have lots of other holidays, though. Anyway, so I'm going to present you with a sound bite of some sort from a movie, a TV show, a song, or an interview. And you'll have to tell me whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. And then if you identify the person, you get a bonus point. And all clues will have something to do with Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Either the name of the band, the name of the song, a lyric. They'll mention something with food or the autumn. So you'll get it, obviously.
All
We've
right.
done a lot of themed ones. As we know, last week, you could fill in the blank for me, one. It was a big win by...
I never remember. I don't know.
Dan Bickley, since your birthday is the closest, and we're just talking about birthdays, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, you will go first, and you will start with a musical clue, as we like to start with.
Sometimes I cannot feel my face.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
That would be Jonathan Davis from Korn, and I can see him both ways. I'm definitely a mustache.
Yeah, you got it.
A terrible mustache.
Yeah,
too.
Bad mustache.
A gross, dark, wispy mustache, which is not a great look. All right,
look
2 points.
Dan setting the tone.
All right.
Pressure's on already.
Oh, stop.
Vince?
Yes.
The world is a vampire.
That is Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins. Not a mustache.
That is
great
correct.
Band name, by the way.
It is. It is a good band name.
Are you a fan of
and
the band?
And a terrible thing to do to your neighbors.
It really is.
Vandalism on Halloween always gave me agita. I never was the type that liked that kind of stuff. I had friends that were TPing, shaving cream, smashing pumpkins and
lighting
mailboxes.
Stuff on fire, turning over cars. Absolute mayhem.
Absolute mayhem. All right, 2-2 here. And Dan?
Think you can make it, Pilgrim?
Hey, Pilgrim, you're going to need a couple of stitches. Whoa, take her easy there, Pilgrim.
That would be John Wayne, not a mustache.
That would be correct, and that would be correct.
Really glad I bought these $4 headphones, Vinny. Hear anything.
Oh, really?
They already
I'm
shot?
I'm such an idiot.
Well, you know, Hanukkah is literally right around the corner.
Literally.
It's this weekend.
By the way, that John Wayne, what an actor.
Yeah. He could play everything from a soldier to a cowboy. And that's it.
And that's it. That's right.
Remember we got in a big argument with people about whether or not John Wayne was a real cowboy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was when there were no sports.
That is true. That is true.
We had the time.
All right. Vince?
Yes.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
That is the legendary John Facenda.
Indeed.
He's a legendary voice. Probably couldn't pick him out of a lineup, but I'm guessing not a mustache.
Yeah, you got it. He looks kind of like the guy from the Twilight Zone.
Rod Serling?
Rod Serling, yeah. He's a very, like...
Not a mustache?
Not a mustache. You got it.
4-4. Right. Four.
Okay, getting a little more difficult now, potentially.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Dan?
Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. But thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me, I'm the only one.
Robert Plant, not a mustache.
There you go. You got it. You got it. I was not familiar with that song from Led Zeppelin, but they do thank people in it. So
yeah,
there
I,
you go.
I had no
there
clue
be
until
no
he hit those
song
notes.
That you're not familiar with by Led Zeppelin.
No,
just so you know.
Yeah, no, this is very good. All right, Vince.
Led Zeppelin, he's very good.
Yeah, so is Leonard Skinner. He's really good, too.
Ed Zeppelin, he's great.
Ed Zeppelin.
All right, Vince.
Yeah.
Give thanks and praises to the moon stars. Give thanks and praises so high.
I'm going Bob Marley mustache.
You got Good it. Call. You got it.
Good call.
6-6.
Another song I was not familiar with, but.
What's the name of that song?
Thank You or something like that. I don't know. I closed it. But it's something. It's,
give thanks and praises.
That's it. Exactly it. The beat and saying that you're high in the song gives it away,
right.
I think. All right. Dan.
Okay.
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
Oh, boy. I can't hear a taste of that again, can I?
You can hear a little bit.
Just
a little
give
taste.
You want to hurt me?
All right.
Go right ahead if it makes you feel any
John
better.
Candy mustache.
Oh, you got it. That was it.
At
clutch.
First I heard Dan Aykroyd, and at the very end of it, I'm no. like, what would Dan Aykroyd have anything to do with Thanksgiving?
No, what was his character's name in that movie again?
Del Griffith.
Del Griffith, that's right.
All right, Vinny.
Oh, big pull. 8-6, Bick with the lead.
You can start by wiping that dumbass smile off your rosy cheeks. Then you can give me a automobile, a Datsun, a Toyota, a Mustang, a Buick, four wheels and a seat.
This is one where I could have got the 2 points without hearing the clip because I knew it was coming.
Did you?
Yes. Steve Martin, not a mustache.
You got it. You got it. All right.
We should have a press play in this game where you get extra points or you win automatically if you can guess the next clue.
That's
it.
True. Yeah, right. But then I could always just play something differently. All right, here we go, Dan.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
That would be Don McLean, but this is where it's going to get interesting. This is where I might lose the game. That era and that genre of music often is a nice big furry mustache, but in this case, I'm going to say no mustache.
Yes, no mustache. Right. Well done. That was good logic, though, because it was, yes, the hippie era, but
yes.
He was kind of a straight-laced fellow.
You have a perfect score right now.
All right, so. And this is to tie him.
No pressure, Vinny.
I need three strikes in the 10th frame to tie it up.
I don't think he's going to go just one wrong.
Love to eat.
I could have guessed this one, too.
Love to eat turkey, because it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should.
Adam Sandler, not a mustache.
That's excellent.
Adam Sandler, not a mustache, and we are tied.
We are.
Ooh. Tiebreaker time.
Tiebreaker time.
What do you got cooked up for us, Jared?
This is very easy.
Is it?
As
he stalls, this is going to be a lame tiebreaker. I admittedly didn't have one. What was the box office gross for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? The box office gross.
When you're preparing
I'm so
the game,
bad at
Jared.
These questions.
Oh, that's as good as, that's about as good as
I'm going to message Jared my answer. Are we going domestic or global?
Oh, boy, here we go with that again. The population of Seattle Metro is 4 million, Jarrett, not 700,000.
We're going for
okay,
U.S.
You emailed
dollars.
Him?
Yeah, I put my guess in.
Okay.
I will guess $36.8 million.
Okay, you said $36.8 million. Vince said $175 million. The answer is $49.5
million. Yes!
And Dan Bickley wins a movie.
Wow.
A question there.
Never would have thought that would happen. $49
million?
Yeah, well, you better look that up. First of all, he always messes up the answers on the tiebreaker.
That's true. But first of all, it was a different era. If you remember in movies, where making $100 million, just $100 million, was a huge,
back
huge
in that
number.
Era, the movies only cost a nickel.
True.